We begin the current daf itself, Pesachim daf Samach Vav. We begin 10 lines down from the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara begins to elaborate on the halachas of the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of our parak of the sixth parak of Masechta Pesachim, that spoke about the elements of a Karban Pesach that are Deicha Shabbos and those that are not Deicha Shabbos. And that is, of, let's say, the 14th of Nisan, which is the day when the Karban Pesach is brought. If it falls on Shabbos, there are different halachic criteria. And the Mishnah began by saying that the Shechita, that is Deicha Shabbos. So our Gemara elaborates with the Braisa. Turn by, we'll learn the Braisa. Halacha zu, this halacha that the Karban Pesach, those which are integral, are Deicha Shabbos, this Alma b'nei Beser, this was forgotten by the b'nei Beser, the sons of Beser, who they were the Nesim, they were the princes in Eretz Yisrael. Pamachas chalar ba'asalis b'shabbos. So one time, which illustrates this, that they forgot the halacha, it was the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach, came out on Shabbos. Shalch b'lo yadu, they forgot, they didn't know, in Pesach deiches Shabbos imlap. They didn't know, can we bring the Karban Pesach, it's Shabbos, and I'll do malachas, or not. So Amr, they said to the people, klum yesh odim sheyedeas Pesach deiches Shabbos imlap. Is there anybody that knows if the Karban Pesach is deiches Shabbos or not? So Amr lehem, so the people told to the B'nai B'seira, Adam echad yesh alam bavel. There is one person that has come up from Babel, the Hill Habavli Shmoy, and his name is Hill the Babylonian. Sheshimish shnei gedolei hadayr Shmoy Vavtalion, that he has served two great ones of the two great Torah giants of the generation that were Shmoy and Vavtalion. V'yadeye im Pesach deches Shabbos malav, and he knows if the Karban Pesach is deches Shabbos or not. So shalchu v'karlo, so they sent and they called for him, and this was the great Hill. Amalei, they said to him, "Klumati yedeim a Pesach deiches Shabbos imlab." Do you know? Do you have an idea if Karban Pesach is deiches Shabbos or not? So Amalehem, so Hill told them to the Bnei Bisera, "B'chi Pesach echad yesh lanu b'shana shdeiches Shabbos." Do you think there's only one Pesach? In other words, you're worried about a Karban that's not specific for Shabbos, which is a Karban Pesach. So you think there's only one Pesach we bring a year? V'halei harba yisim imesayim b'sachem yesh lanu b'shana shdeiches Shabbos. We have over 200 Karban Pesachs that we bring every year that we do on Shabbos. In other words, what he meant by that was just saying we have other Karbanas that are Deiches Shabbos in the year. We have 50 Shabbos of the year, and every single Shabbos we have four Kvasim, four sheep that are brought. Two for the Karban Tamid and two for the Karban Musaf of Shabbos. So we have 200, which is 50 times 4, besides Shabbos that comes out on Pesach and Shabbos that comes out on Sukkot, that we bring then also on Shabbos the Karban Musafim that are supposed to be brought on the day, which are the 7 sheep on Pesach and the 14 on Sukkot. So therefore he's saying, what do you mean? Look, we have all these Karbanas that you see that are Deiches Shabbos, and therefore, of course, the Karban Pesach is going to be brought on Shabbos. Shamaloi, they said to him, how do you know this, that all these Karbanas are brought on Shabbos? So Amalehem, he said to them, well, Nemar Moed BePesach. It says the term in its designated time on its Moed on Pesach. V'Nemar Moed BeTamid. And it says the term Moedoy on the Karban Tamid. And therefore, in other words, my response to you was, what do you mean, you're worried about a Karban Pesach? We bring the Karban Tamid even if it's on Shabbos. And therefore, Ma Moedoy HaOmer BeTamid Deiches Shabbos, just like when it says the term in its designated time, Moedoy, by the Karban Tamid, which is brought every single day, that it's Deiches Shabbos, which the Gemara later will address this, how does he even know that? That the Karban Tamid is brought on Shabbos. So af moyadoy ha'omer b'Pesach deiches Shabbos. So too by Pesach, the Karban Pesach, where it says moyadoy, that it's also going to be deiches Shabbos. And that was his response. That's how I know that it could be brought on Shabbos. And then he says v'oy kavochaymer, and it's even a kavochaymer, which is logical to say that umat tamid chein onish karis deiches Shabbos. If the Karban Tamid, if it's not brought, there is not such a severe punishment of karis, and yet it's still deiches Shabbos. So Pesach she'onish karis in addition to shadeches Shabbos. So regarding the Karban Pesach, if one fails to bring it and he's able to, that there's a punishment of karis. Doesn't it make sense? Most definitely that that's going to be deiches Shabbos. So the story goes on that miyad hishivuhu bereish. So right away, immediately they made him the one that was on top of the entire Jewish people. Minohu nasi aleim, and they appointed him the prince. V'hayadurish kaliyim kule b'hilchas haPesach, and the whole entire day he was standing there and lecturing on the halachas of Pesach the way the nasi usually does. Now it says that hischa mekantra midvam. So Hill started aggravating them and instigating them. And Amalem, he said to them, "Mi garm lechem she'ele mi bavel ve'ayin nasi lechem." What caused you that you should have to bring me up from Bavel and that I should be a prince over you? So he was giving them muster. Said, "Atzlus she'ta shahoyis bechem." It was the laziness amongst you, shali shemashtim shnei gedolei hadar shmaya v'talan, that you did not serve the two great Torah giants of the generation, shmaya v'talan, and that laziness has caused you not to be demoted and me to be promoted and becoming the nasi over you. So Amalei, they said to him, Rebbe, which was, they were asking Hill, Shachach v'lohevi sakin me'erev Shabbos mahu. If they forgot and did not bring the knife, which was needed to slaughter the Korban Pesach, from before Shabbos, what do you do? Because bringing of the knife is not Deicha Shabbos, because as we had mentioned in the Mishnah, the things that could be done the day before are not Deicha, and therefore what should be done if it's not brought? Now it's Shabbos already, and we didn't even know if we could even bring the Korban Pesach, and there's no knives here. What's the halacha? So Amalei said to them, halacha zu shemati v'shachachti. He says, this halacha I heard, and I forgot. And the Gemara later is going to explain the significance of this statement that Hill said this. Elahanach lehen liYisrael, he says, leave the Jewish people. Im ein nevim heim, b'nei nevim heim. If they're not prophets, they're the sons of prophets. And let's see tomorrow morning, what are they going to do? So it says, lamacha, the following day, on the 14th of Nisan, which was on Shabbos, misha pischei tola, whoever had his Korban Pesach as a sheep, so teichvai, he stuck the knife in bitzemrei, into the wool of the sheep. And Misha Pischa Gdi, whoever had his Korban Pesach as a goat that doesn't have wool, just has hair, and you can't stick it into the wool, Teichve Ben Karnav, he stuck it between the horns of the goat. And that's not considered a masli of carrying to be over on the Isra of Shvises Behemta, which is one is not allowed to have his animal do any work, because that's not the normative way of doing the malacha. And that's how the Jewish people ended up bringing their knives. So the Gemara comments that Hill saw this maisa, this action that the Jewish people had done, v'nishka halacha, and it reminded him of the halacha, that yes, that's exactly as I heard. And he said, kach mekoblanim in pish Shmaya v'Avtalion. This was the halacha that I forgot. This is my tradition that I heard from Shmaya v'Avtalion, that that's how it should be done. It should be stuck into the wool or between the horns. Now the Gemara goes back to explain this braisa. Amma. So Hill had said that, where does he know that the Korban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos? Nemar Moyada BePesach. It says in its designated time on Pesach regarding the Korban of Pesach. But Nemar Moyada BeTamid, and it says in its designated time regarding the Korban Tamid that's brought every single day. Now, so he said Ma Moyada HaOmed BeTamid Deicha Shabbos. Just like when it says Moyada by the Korban Tamid, it's Deicha Shabbos. Af Moyada HaOmed BePesach Deicha Shabbos. So to Exer Shava of Moyada Moyada. Pesach will also be Deicha Shabbos. To which the question is, how does he know that the Korban Tamid itself is Deicha Shabbos to make a comparison to the Korban Pesach? So, if you're going to say, as elsewhere the Gemara wants to say, that the term Moyado means in its designated time, no matter when it is, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's or any regular day, but you can't say that's the source of the Korban Tamid, because Pesach Nami Oksev Bei Moyadoi. The Korban Pesach also says the term Moyadoi, and you obviously don't understand it from there, from the fact that you have to learn it from the Korban Tamid. Ella, rather, what you have to say from the fact that they learned it from Tamid, that Moyadoi Loi Mashmalei. That they did not hold that the term Moyadoi would be enough of a term to be Deicha Shabbos, because you could say when it says in this designated time, it means in the time that it's permitted. So therefore, hacha, here also by the Korban Tamid, nami moyadoi le mashmalei. So therefore, that's also not going to be a source enough for the Korban Tamid to Deicha Shabbos. And therefore, what is the source? By the Korban Tamid, that it's Deicha Shabbos to learn to a Gezeir Shava for the Korban Pesach. So elamakur, rather, there's a pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar, which talks about the Korban Musaf that's brought on Shabbos, which says, oila Shabbos b'Shabbat, that the Korban oila of the Shabbos, the Musafim, the extra Korbanos that are brought on Shabbos, as Yom Tovim, so those are brought on Shabbos. Al oilas ha-tamid, that's also on top of the oilas ha-tamid, which means besides that, so mechlal, that oila the tamid carved b'Shabbos. Obviously, from the pasuk, you see clearly that the Korban Tamid is brought on Shabbos, and therefore you see that it's Deicha Shabbos, and hence, that's why we can have a source to Gezeir Shava of Mayadu Mayadu to tell you that Korban Pesach is also going to be Deicha Shabbos, because again, the Pasuk says clearly that besides the Oila Shabbos, B'Shabbat, you have Al Oila Satamid, that it's brought on Shabbos. So now the Gemara goes to the other statement that Hill said. Amamar, so Hill said, besides this Gezeir Shava that I have to show that the Korban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos, Voy Kabochimer, and it would be even logical to say this, that umat tamid she'ein onish karis deiches Shabbos, if the Korban Tamid, that there is no punishment of karis if one fails to complete it, that it's still deiches Shabbos, as we just showed, Pesach she'onish karis in a din she'deiches Shabbos, so the Korban Pesach, which has karis, if one fails to bring it, most definitely that's going to be deiches Shabbos. To which Gemara asks, ikla mifruch, there is a question on this kavo chaymer, it's not so clear, this kavo chaymer, because mala tamid, because Tamid has its own stringencies, then maybe that's why it's Deicha Shabbos, which Pesach doesn't have. Because Ma'al Tamid Shekein Tadr, A, it's constant, which is a reason to say that we should not disrupt that continuity and therefore do it on Shabbos. And v'kal, it's also something that's brought entirely onto the Mizbeach. None of it is eaten by anyone else, whereas by the Karban Pesach is eaten by people. So the Gemara answers, you're right. The first statement, although it's quoted, essentially, the first statement Hillel said was the Kal V'chaymer. And that is what the B'nai B'seira asked on that by saying, wait a second, it's not a Kal V'chaymer. It's Kal, the Karban Tamid, and it's Tadir. And that's why subsequently he told them the Gzeir Shava, and that was a fail-safe proof by showing that, yeah, Gzeir Shava shows that it's going to be brought B'me'adoi even on Shabbos. But then the Gemara asks, now, if Hillel already had this tradition of a Gzeir Shava, that it was telling you this halacha, which was saying that it says Moyadu here and it says Moyadu over there, to say just like by Tumid, it's Teich HaShabbos, so to here's Teich HaShabbos. As Rashi explains, that we the halacha is that a person cannot make their own Gzeir Shabbos. You know what says that word over there and that word over there? It's to compare halachas. It's only something that we have a Kabbalah that's from Moshe from Har Sinai. Because maybe the Pasuk is telling you something else. So the question the Gemara is asking now is, since Hill obviously had a tradition of this Gzeir Shabbos, because that's what he was quoting, so he had it from his Rebbeim, so it's almost like it is said that explicitly in the Pasuk, because that was the Messer Messina, as if this is what the Pasuk is saying clearly. So Kavochema Lamali, what does he need a Kavochema? What does he need a Svara that he thought up and said, you know what, it's logical to say like that, you don't need it. The Pasuk says, almost like as if it says explicitly, because of the Gzer Shava that said Moshe handed down from Rebbe to Rebbe, that to Rebbe to Talmud, that this is what the Halacha is saying, that it's going to be Deicha Shabbos. So the Gemara explains, you're right, he didn't need the Kal V'chaymer. He had a Gzeir Shava. It's like a pasuk in the Torah. You have to think of a Kal V'chaymer. Rather, he was telling them the following statement. This was part of his musa, his rebuke that he was giving them. It says, Bishlam Gzeir Shava Legimitu. It's very well understood that the Gzeir Shava you don't have from your teachers. The Ein Adam Dan Gzeir Shava Me'atz. My person cannot make up their own Gzeir Shava, only if he learned it from his Rebbeim. And similar to like the musa he gave them, you didn't go learn by Shemaya V'Avtan. You didn't have this tradition. But a Kal V'chaymer that a person could learn from his own logic, you should have learned this. This is something that you should have made the following Kal V'chaymer from Tumid. There's no Karas, most definitely Pesach's Karas. For sure it's going to be Deicha Shabbos. So Amalei, they said to him, no. Kal V'chaymer, this Kal V'chaymer that you're trying to say, we didn't say this Kal V'chaymer because Prichahu, it's upgefrekly to say that it's there's a question on it that refutes the Kal V'chaymer, as we said, because Tumid is Tadr and it's Kal, and therefore Hillel said, you're right. You wouldn't be able to make a logical conclusion of the Kal V'chaymer, but I have a Gzeir Shava, and that is the halacha that I know from the Mesorah from my teachers. So the Gemara says that Amar, so that the Braisa quoted that Lamacher the following day, what ended up happening, because Hillel had said he heard the halacha, but he forgot, what do you do if you forgot to bring a knife, which is not Deicha Shabbos? So Misha Pischei Tola, whoever of the Jewish people that is Karban Pesach was a sheep, Toichav Le Bitzimmer, he stuck it into the wool of the sheep, and that's how he transported. Gedi, if he had a goat, Toichav Le Ben Kran, he stuck it between the horns, because there is no such wool to transport it that way. So we continue on to Mbez, where the Gemara asks on that. But V'Hakavid Avayid B'Kachim, how could they have transported the knife through the animal, which is a Karban Pesach, but that means they're doing work with a karchim, with a carbon, and there's an iser in Pasuk in Devarim, Perek Tezvav, that says, lo yisavid b'vchar, you not do any work with a carbon. Another Gemara says, kihil, they did like Hill did, that he wouldn't sanctify the carbon until he brought it to the courtyard. The town, like we learned in Raisa. Amr lov al Hill, they said regarding Hill, that miyamav lo yimal adam b'ilasa, from the days of Hill, that no one ever misappropriated his karbanis that he would bring, because there was no time span between when he was sanctifying it and the slaughtering to that have a time that it could be misappropriated. Ella, rather, because meviachul nazar, he would bring it to the azara right then, to the courtyard when it was still unconsecrated. Umakdisha then consecrated. Then v'soymich yodolev ashechet, and right away he would do the leaning on it, the smicha, and then slaughter it. And therefore, here also, this is what the people did. When they were transporting it, it still wasn't yet the Karban Pesach. But only when they brought it there, when it was finally there in the Azara, then they were makdashid, and therefore that's why they were able to go ahead and bring it with the animal, because it wasn't the Karban yet that was had that status of hekdash. But then the Gemara asks, if that's what they did, and that's why they were able to transport it, and you know, Hill used to do that, because he didn't want anyone to do me'il on it, but Pesach b'Shabbos heichem matzim makdishli, how could you go ahead, again, because this is on Shabbos, on the 14th of Nisan, and on Shabbos, how could you go ahead, and then when you get to the Azara, be makdish and sanctified as a Karban Pesach, but what now, we're learning the Mishnah, Masechtas Bein, that says, Ein makdishin, one is not allowed to sanctify. Vei marichin, in order to do this idea of being of doing a haracha, which is to give a value to someone to give to hekdesh. Vei machrimin, which is a different type of sanctification of property to the kohen. Vei magibin truma meisus, and one cannot elevate trumas and meisus. And kol elu b'yom tov amru, and all these things that you're not allowed to do, we said on yom tov, and kavo chemer Shabbos, and most definitely not do it on Shabbos. So the question becomes, how could they have been makdash to carbon Pesach on Shabbos if we say clearly in this Mishnah, Masechtas Beya, that you cannot be makdash on Shabbos? And that the Gemara answers that Hanamili, when did we say there in the Mishnah, Masechtas Beya, that you cannot be makdash on Shabbos? That's b'choyvay shen kavu lenzman. That's with things that you're obligated to bring, but does not have a designated time. But regarding obligations that have a designated time that have to be brought on that day, then makdishin, then you're allowed to sanctify it. And the reason is, since you're allowed to slaughter it that day, even though it's Shabbos, so then you could also sanctify it on that day. Like Rabbi Yochanan says, makdish od mes pischa b'Shabbos, a person could sanctify his carbon Pesach on Shabbos. And as Rashi explains, he didn't say Yom Tov because the Pesach is not brought on Yom Tov, it's only brought on Erev Yom Tov, so therefore it's saying that you could even do it on Shabbos. V'chagigas b'Yom Tov, and you could also sanctify your carbon chagiga on Yom Tov because that you can't say on Shabbos because that's not brought on Shabbos. So that takes care of the problem about how they're able to transport it by doing an avoid in the carbon. It wasn't the carbon yet. And although you're not be makdash on Shabbos, that's only if it's not a designated time of today, but if it does, then you're not even be makdash it. But then the Gemara has a different problem with this. V'haloi mechamer, but there's the Isra of mechamer, which the Isra of mechamer is only by an animal that's carrying a load, and the person is leading the animal, that's called mechamer, and the person is there's a prohibition of doing this, as the Gemara explains in Perek Misha Hechshech, and therefore, this animal was carrying the knife, which is a load, and the person's leading them, that's Isra to do on Shabbos. And that the Gemara says, Mechamer Kalachar Yad, although that's Mechamer, but this is in an indirect way, it's called backhanded, which it's not the norm for sheep to be carrying loads. Animals like cows or horses, other animals, not horses, but other animals, that a donkey or camel, they could be carrying loads. However, this is indirect, and therefore that's not a problem. But then the Gemara asks on that, Mechamer Kalachar Yad Nami, okay, so fine. So it is an indirect way, it's backhanded, but Nehidi, Surah Dera Eselek, because they write, biblically, there's no transgression on that when it's done in an indirect way. But Isur Midrabanan Mi'ik, but it is at least an Isur Midrabanan, and therefore, again, how are they able to violate Isur Midrabanan in transporting the knife? And that the Gemara says that Haina de Kaboyimene, but now we finally got to the point. This is what the B'nai B'Sei were asking of Hill. Davash Yesh Lehetim in Atar, something that has permission to do it from the Torah. For example, such a case where it's not a full-fledged Mechamer, rather it's Kolach HaYad, and therefore it's only Isur Midrabanan. And now, the Isur D'Rabbanan that's standing in front of us can be uprooted in the indirect way. And that is, even if it's Asur D'Rabbanan, it's not even as stringent as other Isur D'Rabbanan, because doing something indirect way is not so common. People don't normally do things in the indirect way. People don't normally transport a knife, a load, on the back of a sheep. And therefore the question was, b'moke mitzvah, in place of a mitzvah, which in such a case where it's going to hold back the carbon Pesach from being brought because they don't have the knives, my, what is the halacha? Again, although Isur D'Rabbanan you're not allowed to do, but in such a way where it's like a weak D'Rabbanan because it's something that's done Kalach HaYad, and it's holding back a mitzvah, what is the halacha? And on that, Amar Lahan, this is what Hill told them, halacha zu shemati v'shechachti, I heard this halacha, but I forgot it. El Hanichal and Lison, that's what he said, but leave the Jewish people, that im ein nevimim, if they're not prophets, which means to say that although they might not know it, but they're going to have that divinity, of, so to speak, to help them, b'nei nevimim, they're the sons of prophets, and therefore let's wait and see what they're going to do. And when they finally ended up doing the way they did, by bringing in the wool or the horns, he reminded that that is exactly what the halacha was that he had heard. But then the Gemara brings a lesson out of this incident. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Kol HaMesiyahar, whoever becomes haughty, becomes Balgaiva, Im Chacham, who, if he is a sage, Chachmosa Mistalakis Mimena, his wisdom is taken away from him. Ibn Navihu, if he's a prophet, Nevuas Mistalakis Mimena, and he becomes a Balgaiva, he becomes a fool of himself, then his prophecy is taken away. As the Gemara explains, Im Chacham, who, if he's a sage, Chachmosa Mistalakis Mimena, so his wisdom is taken away, that's Mihil. That's from Hill Damamar, as we had just quoted in the Braisa, Hischem Mekantram Bidvam. He started aggravating them with his words, Vakamlu, and he said to them, Halacha zu shemati v'shechachti. He started becoming a balgaiva by saying, "Who? What do you think I'm becoming the Roshna, I'm the Nasi? It's because of your laziness and this and that." And what do we find right after? He says, "Halacha zu shemati v'shechachti. I heard it, but I forgot it." His wisdom is taken away from him if he's Messiah. Im Navihu, if he's a prophet, and if Uasa Mr. Lexim, and his prophecy is taken away from him, where do we find that? Midvaira, from Devaira, one of the Nevi'ois, the Chsiv, like it says in the Pasuk and Shaftim, Chadlu Perazon B'Yisrael. She said that the open cities of the Jewish people have seized, Chadelu seized, Achakamti Devaira, until Devaira has arisen, Shekamti Aim B'Yisrael, V'Germa, that a woman, a mother in the Jewish people has arisen, and this was a gaiva of Devaira, that she was pushed, like, so to speak, downplaying the previous leaders of the Jewish people, and she was glorifying herself by saying, up until now, the Jewish people weren't able to have the glory that they are right now with me being the leader. And what do we find over there? Chseva says over there, Uri, Uri, Devaira, wake, awake, Devaira, Uri, Uri, Dibri, Shir, V'Gaimer, awake, awake, speak praises, songs of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means that she became quiet because the Nevuah was taken away, and that's why she was trying to reawaken that Nevuah and saying, awake, awake, speak words of Shir, and that she lost that because she was Misyahar, because she was Nizgaheh on the previous leaders of the Jewish people. Similar to this, of the repercussions which we just spoke about of Gaiva, now Rish Lakish says, Kal Adam Shekayis, any person that angers, similar consequences. Im Chacham Hu, if he's a sage, Chachmasa Mr. Lexman, his wisdom is taken away from him. Im Navi Hu, if he's a prophet, Nivuasa Mr. Lexman, his prophecy is taken away from him. Where do we find this? Im Chacham Hu, Chachmasa Mr. Lexman, Mimaisha. We find this by Moshe, the Chsev, like it says in the Pasuk by Midbar, Miyiksev Moshe, Pekudei Achayav HaGoyimah, that Moshe got upset on the leaders of the Jewish people of the army. It says over there, that Elazar the Kohen told to the people of the army that were coming to the war, these are the laws of the Torah that Hashem commanded Moshe. Now, why is he telling the laws that Hashem commanded Moshe? Moshe should be telling it. That obviously that these laws were forgotten from Moshe because he got angry. So Chachmas and Mr. Lekas Memenem. Im Navihu, if he's a prophet, Nebuas Mr. Lekas Man, where do we find this? Me Elisha, we find this by Elisha, the Chsiv, like it says in Pasuk Malachim Beis, where Elisha says, Lule Pinei Yehoshaphat Melch Yehuda Ani Noisa, were it not for my holding the grace of the face of Yehoshaphat, the king of Judah, of Yehuda, Im Abre Lecha Vemerecha, were I to look at you, gaze at you, I wouldn't even look at you. And this was, he was getting upset, Yehoram, the king of the Jewish, of Melech Yisrael. Chsiv, what did it say over there? Va'ata Kuli Menagin, now take for me a musician, a player, which was, he wanted to get rid of the anger that he had. He was so upset, he wanted to hear some music. It says that when the musician was playing, then the hand of Hashem was upon him. That's obviously that it was taken away, and that now when he heard the music, it was brought back, and that's because since he got angry, so the nevuah was taken away from him. So the Gemara continues on the severity of kas, of anger. Amr Mani Bar Patash, Kol Shekayis, whoever gets angered, a Philippaiskin of Gedulim and Hashemayim, even if greatness has already been destined upon him from heaven, Marid Noisei, he's demoted, he's downgraded from that greatness. Menolan, where do we know this? From Eliyav, who were one of the sons of Yishai, one of the brothers of David. Shnimelik, it says, a Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, says, Vayichar Af Eliyav B'David, that the anger of Eliyav had flared up against David. Vayyam, and he said to his brother, Lama Zayirata, why'd you come down here? Vaminatashta miata tsainahina by midbar, and on whom have you forsaken the small amount of sheep that there are in the desert? Aniyadatiaz daincha, I know your brazenness, I know the your willfulness sins, vesroilavavecha, and the wickedness of your heart. Kilamandra isamuchamirata, you just wanted to see the war, that's why you came down, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. So he got angry. And when Shmuel went to anoint one of the sons of Yishai to be the king of the Jewish people, so they were, he was going from one to the other, and they didn't even think it was David because they had said different things about him. So it talks about the process when they were trying to find which son was the right son. So the Kuluk Siv, regarding all the sons, it says over there in Shmuel Aleph, Loi Bezeh Bach Hashem. No, Hashem has not chosen this one. Now that sounds like Hashem never chose that person. He was never the choice to say that he had lost it. Regarding Eliyav, it says written, the Yom Hashem al Shmuel, Hashem said to Shmuel, Al Tabir el Marehu, don't look at his look. Ve'el Gavaya Kaimasa, and to the height of his stature, Kimasti, because him I've become disgusted with him. Which sounds like now Hashem has become disgusted with him. Because of his anger, he became disgusted with him. Machlal, you could infer that he was had, so to speak, Hashem had Rachman on the Seder. Hashem had, he had found favor in the eyes of Hashem up until now. And that originally he was chosen. And therefore, but however, because of his anger, he got demoted, he lost it, and now David was going to be the king of the Jewish people. Now, although Rashi points out that this story of the Mashiach, of the anointment, was really before the story of the Eliyahu getting angry at David, however, we don't find any other flaw by Eliyahu, only this of his getting angry at David. Now, because this was revealed to Hashem, that he had this midah, this characteristic of ragzanus, of anger, that's why Hashem was angered with, that Hashem had despised him, because although it was only maybe actualized at a later point, because he had the midah of kas, he was demoted from the greatness that was supposed to be his.